In this episode, we interview Tony Battista, Executive Director of the Conference of Defense Associations and the Conference of Defense Associations Institute, with regards to their highly successful event last week. The event was held last week on February 19th and 20th, and I had the opportunity to attend this event. We learned some wonderful information. And now we'll switch over to Nestor Arellano, and we'll hear his interview with Tony Battista.
Good afternoon. This is Nestor Arellano, editor of Vanguard Magazine. And today we have with us Mr. Tony Battista. Thank you very much, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nestor.
I guess the congratulations are in order, because your organization has once more come up with an excellent event this past week.
Well, thank you very much, Nestor. We are very proud of what we were able to accomplish, but more importantly, that the large number of participants actually saw some value in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, perhaps for some of our listeners who were not able to attend, could you kind of give us a brief description of what the CDA event was about?
This is a jointly held CDA, Conference of Defense Associations, and CDA Institute, Ottawa Conference on Security and Defense. That is a major, in fact, a world-class event, bringing together parliamentarians, policymakers, you know, senior military officials, both serving and retired. That is the reason why, for instance, we saw the Minister of Veterans Affairs join us, with many veterans in the crowd. Practitioners, academics, industry, students in the field of security and defense and international relations, foreign representatives from many of the embassies here in Ottawa, and others to discuss major security and defense issues. Each year, there is both a thematic approach to the annual conference, this year being national security strategies and the future of conflict. And then the discussion is usually much broader, so it takes us to even broader themes of security and defense matters that really are important to Canada and our friends and allies. It was certainly the case this year with the presentations by, as you well know, three federal ministers, the chief of defense staff, senior military representatives from the Netherlands, in fact, the chief of defense staff himself, the U.S., the U.K., and France, the commander of NORAD, as well as major executives from organizations and think tanks around the world.
Certainly a very important collection of panelists and topics that were discussed there. I was scanning through the news coverage of the event, and it certainly garnered a lot of exposure in the media. Could you tell us what were your impressions of this year's conference? How is it different from your previous conferences?
It wasn't so much that it was different. It's probably the largest number of registrants this year. But this year being a defense review year in Canada, my sense is that it attracted more attention in that regard. And so people that normally would have some sort of an involvement in defense matters in this country certainly were interested in what was being said at the conference. And having three ministers of the Crown, including the Minister of National Defense himself, who has been very clear that there would be a consultative process for the defense review, which should be finished by the end of this year, 2016, certainly attracted a lot of attention. And the quality of speakers, both individual speakers or keynote speakers, as well as panelists and lunch speakers, were absolutely top this year. The feedback has been nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, those are the words from the participants themselves.
It's a wonderful point you put out there. With the Minister Harjeet Sajjan in the lineup, and a lot of things that transpired over the last few weeks with regards to the defense and military base. We just had the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, announce the pullout of the CFA teams, as well as a revamp of our military stance with regards to the war on terrorism. How did these things play out during the conference?
Well, they certainly did provide a significant backdrop to the conference, I must say. But, you know, the government decision on refocusing the mission against Daesh was, of course, and continues to be very important. But those are political decisions, you know, to what we contribute and to what extent. But one thing was made clear, and it was made clear by Minister Sajjan himself, that Canada's contribution will remain significant. In fact, the mission has taken a larger context, and that it is a more dangerous mission. Mm-hmm. And in that regard alone, I think, you know, security and defense officials and observers and Canadians in general will want to pay attention, because when, you know, more Canadians are put in a dangerous situation in harm's way, well, A, we need to understand why that is so, and what's our national interest, and why it is important to Canada, and also that we are not surprised when these unfortunate things happen. I'm touching wood that that doesn't happen, but I think Canadians need to be informed of those realities.
Yes, certainly. The lineup of discussions that you have and the presentations went from strategic outlook for Canada in 2016 up to the security strategies that are out there for us, and into the challenges of non-state actors and sort of the new threats that we are facing. I know you probably don't want to play favorites, but I hope you don't mind if I ask you which presentation or panel discussion stood out for you.
I have to be a little bit of a unbiased observer, if you will. I like them all, but I must say that I think, just in terms of sequencing, you know, having the Ferry the Kirkhove, our executive vice president, provide an overview of the 2016 strategic outlook for Canada, which is in fact the flagship document of the CDA Institute in preparation for this particular conference. Mm-hmm. But it set the stage, it set the tone, and Ferry did a superb job. In my view, it you know, it kept the discussion at the very strategic level, but it also brought it back down to earth in terms of what's in it for Canada. Why is this all important for Canada? And how can Canada possibly make a significant and appreciated contribution to the problems of security and defense? So I must start with that part. But I, on a very personal note, I mean, I look at the presentation of John Wright about the people issue and the challenges of recruitment in the Canadian Armed Forces, because the people, it's not about weapon systems, this business of the military. It's about people. And the people dimension is extremely important. Lady Olga Maitland, you know, what a superb presentation as a luncheon speaker, as our own chief of defense staff, you know, and the strategic thoughts of the guys like Jim Thomas Nichols, and the list goes on. I mean, the panels were, in my view, were certainly extremely well appreciated, and I certainly enjoyed them. The feedback, the consistent feedback I've been receiving from the participants, and I've been busy all weekend trying to respond to these emails, is that they loved the panels. They wish there was a little bit more time for questions, but then again, you know, there's only so much you can do with the time available. So all in all, I thought not only the way the package was put together, but the way the speakers, the panelists responded to the challenge. I did not have to make a second call to get them interest, which speaks to the credibility of this kind of conference.
And what do you think the participants and the attendees take away from this event?
Well, there was something for everyone. I know it sounds like a bit of a shallow statement, but there was in fact something for everyone. I mean, look at the presentation by the Honorable Ralph Goodale, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness. The way he wrapped around the whole issue of national security and all of the important elements. Some of them are under his ministry and some of them are not. So those people that look at security and defense from a more broader perspective, not only military side, they certainly got something out of it. You know, this whole of government approach, in my view, is extremely important. So in my sense is that many people took quite some important lessons from that aspect. The other one that I mentioned, and there are many others, is, it's refreshing to hear things directly from your own chief of defense staff. And I thought General Vance was very, very prepared for this conference. I don't know if people noticed, but what I noticed is that the notes that he had prepared were all handwritten. And that's what he spoke from, his own personal notes. So for the chief of defense staff to take that kind of time and write his own personal prepared notes at this conference, in my view, speaks loud and clear.
Wow. Our listeners probably, or our readers later on, who would be finding this in the site of Vanguard, they might not have been there in the conference. Why do you think they should take part in the next one that you're going to be presenting?
It's not only because it's been around since 1932, and it's been continuously, a watermark conference in matters of security and defense. It's not only because it's been well attended, and it's not only because it's independent and nonpartisan, and we don't receive direct government funding as an institute, but we still, year after year, are able to pull together such a high-quality conference. I think the fundamental reason why people will want to come back is that it has built a momentum of credibility, and as long as we maintain that high level, people will not think twice. They won't think that this is February in Canada and it could be a snowstorm like we had last Tuesday, or it could be a very cold day in the national capital. They think about the best nonpartisan, independent public security and defense conference in Canada.
For those who would be interested, want to find out more about CDA and CDA Institute, as well as its activities, who should they contact and how would they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm always available at the end of my email address at execdirector@cda-cdai.ca. We have our website, both the CDA, which is www.cdacanada.ca, and www.cdainstitute.ca. Those are our two organizational websites. But I also should point out that on our front page of our website, we always announce our roundtable series, which is about 10 to 12 major topics that we discuss throughout the year. And our next series will be published fairly shortly. We have, of course, the Graduate Student Symposium on the 13th and 14th of October of this year, and of course, our other flagship event, the Vimy Award and Dinner on the 4th of November. So there are a lot of things happening during the year, and those are but a few of the major ones.
Excellent. Well, Tony, thank you very much again. It was wonderful, and I would say more power to your organization, and I look forward to discussing a lot of defense matters as well sometime in the future with you.
Thank you very much, Nestor. It's been my pleasure.